Let's talk some motoring with our man on the road, David Brown from drivenmedia.com.au. David, how are things?
I'm finding fit. Thank you, Andrew.
Good to hear. We don't see a lot of these vehicles in the Hunter, but I imagine with time we will see some more. The all-new Toyota Yaris Cross. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, it's the first time Toyota has entered into the light SUV market. That's the very smallest one. Now, there's been a lot of almost a little quirky vehicles in that class. From a rugged point of view, and perhaps even for farming point of view, Suzuki's, Jimny's, for example, are that classic small, fairly low use of petrol, but still rugged type of vehicle that, you know, I've known many a farmer that has grabbed one cheap and cheerful.
Yes.
Without having to go around with a lumbering big V8 four-wheel drive. So they have been in that market. The Nissan Juke is on the other side. It's quirky, but from a fashion point of view, Mazda CX-3 is now dominating it. But now Toyota's entered this market. You realise Toyota's done remarkably well with four-wheel drive / SUVs, yet they haven't had one in this market. They've just released a few months ago, the Yaris sedan, full of technology, but a bit pricey. Well, certainly a price that reflects the technology, which is above many others. But now they come in here with this Cross, this thing that is basically, an SUV, including having one with a four-wheel drive option in a very unique way. But they're in that market with a stylish, pack full of technology car that may just help them expand. If you're thinking about Toyota, that's amazing to think of, expand their range.
What makes it so cross?
Well, cross in the terms of embracing SUV-ish things and sedans.
Mm.
We have evolved, we've morphed from rugged four-wheel drives to SUVs, and now in this very small class, we're being perhaps a little more honest and say it's a cross. It's not one or the other. But the interesting thing to make it the cross towards the ruggedness, perhaps, is that there's a hybrid model, not so much ruggedness, but functionality, but it also can incorporate a four-wheel drive system, but not the usual way. Andrew, do you remember when we used to sit in the back of a car, The biggest thing between the two back seats, of course, was the big tunnel, the covering of the tunnel for the drive shaft.
Yes, definitely.
So you get a rear-wheel drive car or a four-wheel drive car.
Yeah.
This doesn't have a drive shaft. It has an electric motor in the back, which can power the back wheels in a very simple way if the conditions get slippery or it's off tarmac. And that's that old style of you don't select it so much as the car will make its decision. When that first came in, particularly with Honda's, pioneered it, and that was good, but it was very simplistic. So people said it engaged four-wheel drive about half a second after you needed it.
Mm.
Well, it got better, and now this is doing it, but it's doing it with an electric motor. As a front, you still, you can get hybrid, which is a bit of each, but the back is purely an electric motor. Now, that's an interesting cross in another way altogether.
Very much so. I'm wondering whether people are thinking, boy, an electric engine that's controlling my back wheels, is that something that I really go bush with, or is it just something that gives me a bit of extra stability on the road?
Yeah, you're not talking about sitting high with chunky tyres and climbing up the side of mountains. But you are talking, and to be quite honest with you, I hope that works well. I haven't driven. I've been to the sort of the virtual launch, but I haven't driven one yet. But I hope that means that, in uphill turn left corners and such, in the wet on bitumen, you get better grip there.
Yes.
As well as anything. But also, then if you are out on dirt road, then you do get that advantage. A lot of power now comes out of the modern engine. An awful lot of them still have a little bit of trouble getting grip through the front wheels in those unusual situations, and I hope this will help make that better.
Will you have a write-up at drivenmedia.com.au for us?
Yeah, we'll be putting together some stuff, and also then we'll have a bit of a run for it. $27,000 to $38,000 is starting to be still a fair amount of money for a small car, but I think that's the way the market's going with plenty of features.
We'll keep an eye on that, and we'll keep up to date with everything Motoring with David Brown when he joins us next week. Thanks, mate.
My pleasure.